So should we move on to how you're going to be in jail and I'm never going to see you again?
I'll be doing this. You know, will you accept this collect call from the Los Angeles County Jail?
Seriously.
I don't even
what
know.
What is wrong with you, my friend?
Great. I don't know. Okay, you want to talk about self-reflection? Maybe you can help me. I don't even know how to self-reflect on this. So I got a traffic violation in the state of Los Angeles for failure to stop at a red signal, right? Okay. Apparently, in the state of California, these have become a huge deal where you either get a $450 fine and points off your license, so your insurance automatically is going to be going up because you're at risk.
Jeez.
Or you have to go to
this
court.
This is for running a red light.
Running a red light. Right. And or I now have to hire – this is what I'm – I don't even know what lesson I can learn. For the third time in my life, I'm getting ready to hire a traffic attorney to represent me in court to fight this, because if I admit guilt – and get points taken off my license, this will be the I could potentially have, I don't even know if I have points on my license. If I do and I get more, I could lose my license for the third time.
What do you mean
time.
You don't know if you have points on your license? How do you not know if you have points on your license? Maybe this is a good place to start.
What's the look back? When I was on the Cane Show, when I was 30, so that was 10 years ago, I lost my license for 6 months, but I actually only lost it. For three, because I hired an attorney. I went to court because I got 4 speeding tickets in the course of a year, which is considered delinquent driving between Maryland and DC, and you automatically lose your license for 6 months. So I don't know. Did they look back 10 years? I would think it's been 10 years. So I would think no. I think
they fall off after a while. They disappear, right?
I hope. So I'm going to court in Santa Monica.
So you have to. But here's my question for you about fighting it. Don't they have cameras for this? Isn't that how you got the ticket in the first place?
Yes. And
so how are you going to say you're innocent when they have a video of you driving through a bright red light?
Well, so until I retain the attorney, they don't tell you their strategy. They tell me that they have an 80% success rate of getting it thrown out of court. Or what they tell me is if you lose, which you're right, there's cameras, so probably going to lose. What they do is negotiate for you fewer points off your license and no traffic school. Because if you go to traffic school, then that's on your record. It implies that you have issues driving, all this stuff. So they said you're better off going to court, at least getting a reduction in fine, reduction in all this stuff, because that will at least help you. And then hopefully we get no points, so it will not be reported to your insurance company. Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
I have all the questions. What does Schman have to say about this?
He's just
like let you have it?
No, he's not really. Well, he doesn't know about the attorney yet. He doesn't know that we're retaining an attorney.
Oh my God.
Before you and I did the podcast, I just got off the phone with him and I was in complete shock. And I'm going to get a second opinion, but I've read like these guys have like 4.5 stars on Google for getting people out of tickets. And I think it's like legit. No, Schman is going to be like, are you fucking kidding? I am worried because I told you, this is my fear. We were getting ready I need to buy a car. Like we've had one car for like the past 5 or 6 years. Cause when we lived in Arlington, we lived on the metro line. Like I worked from home. I just took the metro if I needed it, blah, blah, blah. So obviously in California, everybody drives. So I was just getting ready to buy a car. Schman's going to be like, why should we buy a car? And I'm kind of with him. I'm like, should I buy a vehicle? Because this happens to me constantly. Like, great.
Because here's the thing, like go back to like the 4 traffic tickets and 1 year speeding tickets. What happens after the first or the second that you aren't then scared to not speed anymore? I think we need to focus on the disconnect about, you know, like when we punish our child, our toddler for doing something and he goes to time out, a 4-year-old remembers that the next time. And if a 4-year-old is on his 4th time going to time out for the exact same instance of throwing his blocks at his sibling, like I know he's making the connection. So how are you not making the connection that I get in trouble
This is the judge.
So next time I'm driving, I need to not do it again. What are we missing there?
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
Do you just like get it and then just forget about it?
I
you don't know.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, with the speeding tickets, right? So first of all, I never knew that there was a law that if you got four tickets, I just figured, okay, my insurance is going to go up. This is going to suck. Like, I didn't realize there was like even beyond consequences. Same with this fucking ticket. Like, I guess I'm just like, aren't people out there driving DUI? What? Like, and this is, I guess, very entitled, but I'm like, aren't there people doing DUI? Aren't we worried about them? Why are we worried about, like, how I'm going to lose all these points and everything? Like, what? I'm an upstanding citizen. What is this? Okay. Honestly, I don't know. I have no rhyme or reason for that. I don't know.
So maybe instead of focusing on why we need to change the system, we need to get Sarah to understand that there are rules, and when you break them, there are. Did your mom never punish you as a kid?
Yes, it was funny. Yes. No, I was.
We need to, like, blame your mom for this?
I don't know. I am always in trouble when it comes to driving. It's so weird.
All right, we need to get you one of those student driver stickers on your car and get you enrolled in a driving school. I'm dead serious, Sarah.
Oh my God.
You need to make some drastic changes. Make the world a better place.
I'm a safer place. Unfucking, like, I don't even know. I don't know. Now I'm like, I don't even know if I should buy a car. This is just, I should let somebody else drive. I just feel like driving is not my strong suit. It's just not. Like, you know how you're just good at things in life and not good at others? And I think for whatever reason, driving, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I do make good split second decisions because, knock on wood, I haven't been like in an accident. You know, it's just like these violations. Oh, I guess I don't make good violation decisions. Does that make sense?
You think?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You must, maybe you're just, you're such a dreamer that your mind is just always thinking of other things when you're driving and not about this light is red, therefore I should stop.
Actually, you know, I'm going to use that as my defense for the judge.
I'm a dreamer.
Your Honor, I am a dreamer. And you can understand that here in California, the land of dreams here in California. And I have so many, Your Honor. It's very hard to decipher red from yellow. Maybe I'm colorblind. Maybe I could get a test to see if I'm colorblind. That could be it. There's my defense.
And that has to do with speeding tickets, Al?
Well, no, this is a red, failure to stop for a red signal.
Oh, that's just for this. That's right. The speeding tickets are in the past.
So if I could
maybe
prove colorblindness.
Why don't you give like the eye doctor a little wink, wink, a little something, something. Be like, please. Hey, Mr. Eye Doctor, what's it going to take to say I'm colorblind?
Anyway, I will be going to court. I want my day in court, damn it. I'm going to court.
And I don't know how you're going to fight something where they have you on film, but best of luck to you, my sweet friend. I promise that I will send you money for commissary when you're in jail.
Okay.
So you can eat ramen noodles.
Thank you. Terrific.
You're welcome. Terrific. That's what friends do.
Well, I love you. All right. Where can people follow you? People need to give so much advice on this podcast. And if anyone's a traffic lawyer in California, in Los Angeles, please feel free to reach out. And actually, there should be our next sponsor. Are you an attorney that deals with traffic violations? I could fully be your spokesperson. Like 100%.
If you can turn around on Sarah, then just like imagine the publicity. I love it. It's like one of those really shocking before and afters. The question. I'm on social media. I don't know. It's at Miss Pink Monster. At MS Pink, like the color monster, like Sarah's driving.
Oh, so true. At the Sarah Fraser Show. All right. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.